Lord, we thank you tonight, saints, we're gathered here and around the world. This message, I know you want it out, and help me, Holy Spirit, to do it, to give glory to the Father and to the Son and to you. We praise you and give you the glory right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And I want you to get your Bibles to Matthew chapter 2. And we're going to read a few verses there. Matthew chapter 1, really. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now, I'll use interchangeably Christmas and Christ's birth. Because I told you about the sign that was in New York, the billboard. One had Santa Claus. This is the way it was. One that had Santa Claus on the top. And it said, keep the Mary in Christmas. Below that, they had a big billboard with Christ on the cross and said, let's get rid of this myth. And so the aim of the whole system, including a large part of the church, trying to take Jesus out the picture. Yeah. We got these new churches coming out with, you know, no Jesus. They just jump around. And so I want to put you in a position tonight to understand this as the Spirit of God lead me. In this 18th verse, it talks about Matthew 1:18, the birth of Christ. It said, now the birth of Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. What kind of child? Of the Holy Ghost. So one thing we must do is keep Christmas and Christ's birth holy. Amen?
Amen?
Keep it holy. I mean, you can have fun and laugh and talk, but keep it holy. Yes. Whoever come to your house, they got to know what day it is. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. Thank God. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Thank God again. For he shall save his people from their sin. Thank God again. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, see, it had been prophesied. And so tonight we're going to prophetically uncover or unwrap the birth of Jesus that we'll understand it clearly. Prophetically mean seen ahead of time and seen clear in the realm of the spirit. In verse 22 now, all that was done, it might be fulfilled, was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That's a clear text. Now, unwrapping the birth of Christ prophetically. Now, I want you to pay attention because this is not just a Christmas message. This is something that has to come on the scene now because of all the changes being made. There's understanding you're going to have now on how to walk by faith and revelation now in the birth of Christ. Now, when you talk about the birth of Christ, let me go down here and give you that so you could be with me all the way. Well, I'll get it. When you talk about the birth of Christ, you're not just talking about the birth of Christ.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about, now it's prophetically now, you're talking about the cross. When you celebrate Christmas, you're celebrating the cross. I know about Easter and all that, but you're celebrating it because that's when it started. You're not only celebrating the cross, But you're celebrating a group of things, the cross, the blood, the birth, on and on. You can go talking about it. The resurrection, the ascension, his seated position, coming of the Holy Spirit, him being seated at his right hand, and the rapture. When Jesus was born, all that was born. So how can we dilute it with man-made rule? So we're going to unwrap the birth of Christ prophetically. Let me read a few things to you, get some notes out of it. Therefore, Christmas is everlasting. Yes. And every day. And every time there is a new birth in the Spirit, it's Christmas. The gift of Jesus is being unwrapped. Actually, the birth of Christ. Now listen to this. When you really unwrap the birth of Christ, you got to unwrap the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit. Because the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit all came through his birth.
Yes, sir.
See, love, joy, peace, all of that is in unwrapping Christ properly. Fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit must be unwrapped continuously. I'll give you principles in a few moments. You must not have a form of Christ's voice and deny the power thereof. That's what the system wants you to have, and religious people have a form of it, but denying the power thereof. Listen very carefully. The key to Christ's birth is not rapping, but worshiping. Whole lot of rapping going on now. You're rapping gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
But the key to Christ's birth is worshiping. Now I'm not gonna talk to your soul and your body tonight. I'm talking to your spirit. Because you know your body like rapping. And it all wrong to rap if you know why you're rapping. Okay. But the secret to Christmas is worship.
Yep.
I got three amen. The key to Christ's voice is not rapping, but worshiping. The real revelation of the voice of Jesus, seen through the delusion to the real reason for celebration.
Yes, sir.
Putting a stop to a lot of Christmas programs that do not give God the glory. You're going to get thick of me tonight because the Lord spoke to me. Putting a stop to a lot of Christmas programs that do not give glory, God the glory. There's a lot of upsetting things being said and done during these times that must be corrected prophetically. So he says to me, so tell him, get ready for the real power to be turned on in your life. Mm-hmm. From this day forward. Real power. You're going to walk around. You're going to walk around. They're going to have all kinds of signs, but you're really going to know what day it is. The birth, the blood, and your being become one. The birth of Christ, the blood of Christ, and your being becomes one. You heard it?
Yes, sir.
The birth of Christ, the blood of Christ, and your being become one. The same power that is in the birth of Christ, the same power that is in the blood of Christ, the same power is in your being. They become one. Prophetically, insight to unseen truth that is being covered up with deception. Unseen truth is being covered up with deception. Turn with me to John 3:16. One body preached John 3:16 on Christmas. Christmas is not a holiday. Christmas is a holy day. You follow me? Oh, yes, it's holy. Oh, my God. It's holy. So we who know got to keep it holy. That don't mean we got to be on our knees in the corner, but just always recognizing what happened today. Christmas is not a holiday. Holidays are man-made. Christmas is a holy day. When God gave the greatest gift that has ever been given. Then John 3:16, you know, it talks about, for God so loved the world. See, that's what he was doing at the birth. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what happened to me. What about you? That's a gift, isn't it? So Christmas is not a holiday. Christmas is a holy day. And the next one will tell you why. Commercials cannot describe Christ's birth. It takes connection to talk about him. They got some of the smartest people in the world. They gather up in a room how to make it look good, but they can't talk about him. Because somebody has to have the anointing to talk about Christ. So don't get all enthused over commercials. I told you about them two signs. They're trying to take Jesus out of Christmas. And if we don't get a remnant of people who know prophetically what Christmas really means, the church going to be swayed out of Christmas. Just going to be toys. I'll get down further. I'm going to tell you Santa Claus and Mickey Mouse have nothing to do with Christmas. See them big Santa Claus, them Mickey Mouse guru? That's Walt Disney. That's not Christ. Christ real. Walt Disney is a fake. He's entertainment. Christ ain't no entertainment. Christ is eternal. Listen, now, it's going to make a difference in your life. It's going to make a difference in every commercial you see. Some of your relatives come talking. You're going to know. You're going to have such an anointing on you. Not the auger. Just be there. And knowing the fact. So commercials, turn to Matthew chapter 2. Commercials cannot describe Christ's birth. It takes connection to talk about him. It is fake workshops pretending to be worship. Fake workshop. Pretending to be worship. Mm-hmm. You know, it might have a manger. You go in the shopping center, they might have a manger with a baby in it. But they really don't know what that is. they're trying to sell something, you know what I'm saying? Put him in here, you know. But when you know, you got to know what it is. You know, we'll all go down there and they got one to fall on our knees, start praying the Holy Ghost. I bet you say, call the police for us. So I saw him, I just couldn't help it. I had to praise him. then a lot of customers would have left then, you know, you start praying and praising God. All right, now, notice this now. I'm going to say it one more time. Commercials can't describe Christ's birth. It takes connection to talk about him. It is fake workshops pretending to be worship. Now in Matthew chapter 2, verse 7, then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And the 8th verse goes on to say, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me a word again, that I may go and worship him also. Fake. Fake.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. See, people can talk to him, but they don't really mean it. See, he really didn't know who Christ was. I mean, he really didn't want Christ to take his place. See, we'll find out in our next apostolic lesson that the government was changing. And the kingship was changing. And they knew it. And they tried to stop him. They wanted to kill him at birth. But they couldn't. Yeah, they'd have crucified him at birth before he got plans to pay for us. They'd have got him at birth. But they couldn't. Just whatever they couldn't do to Christ, they can't do it to you. If you're walking in a real anointing. Would you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, there in Matthew 2, here again, I want you to see something here. Christians are the only one who knows how to celebrate the birth of Christ. Everything else is a con game. Christians are the only one who knows how to celebrate the birth of Christ. Everything else is a con game. Don't let them take you out. Be steadfast and unmovable. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, you see, now let's see in Matthew 2, 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the day of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him, real worship. So you got real worship and fake worship.
Yes, sir.
Real worshipers and fake worshipers, yes, when it comes down to Christ. See, you make sure you're on the right side. Don't let no deception or con game take you out. Talking about happy holidays. Happy holy day. I bet they ain't gonna say that. We should show it. Somebody tell me happy holiday. I say happy holy day. I answer them back. Happy Holy Day.
That's it.
I tell you, this thing is so deceptive.
Yeah.
About 2 or 3 days ago, I think I told somebody, Happy Holiday. I said, what the world are you talking about, boy? You see what I'm saying? But it's in the air.
Yeah.
Nobody know Happy Holidays, man. This is a holy day. So we're the only one know how to celebrate him, so we don't celebrate him. He won't get celebrated. So the Father expecting you to celebrate Christ on Christmas. Take time and pray. Take time and praise him. And no time for you to not stop praying, not on Christmas. Talk about him some, Nick. Talk about, I'm getting ahead of myself, but Christmas really not no Christmas tree is a cross.
Yeah.
All right, I offer you the cross and I offer you this tree. What you gonna take? What looked the best? This? But when the decoration pull off, seeking you find eternal life in one of these bulbs. Yeah, I got a Christmas tree in my house, but I know what it is. It's a tree. I'm not telling you you can't have a Christmas tree. But the cross is the tree. I can go back there on you right now. The cross is the tree. You know. So, Christmas carols cannot take the place of conviction and consecration. Conviction and consecration have to stay in the praise and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. The Lord told me this myth has to be stopped. And he told me, I want you to preach on this. Christmas carols cannot take the place of conviction and consecration. You must know how to function in this revelation at all time. Here in Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
All right.
See, great tidings.
Yes, sir.
What? Good tidings and great joy.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Good tidings and great joy. Because you see, Christmas function every day.
Yes.
Christmas is not just December 25th. Every day. Christmas is on New Year. And your birthday. And Groundhog Day. Every day, Christmas supersede all of them. Are you following me? Then he said to me, tell my people, we must not let the physical lights take the place of the light of the world.
Yes,
now, you pass my house, you pass you want, you know, you pass my house, you're going to see some lights.
Yes, sir.
But I want to represent him.
Yes,
but you don't see the real light. The light is in my life. Shine brighter than all them lights out in the yard. Well, you walking in the spirit where you can see. Doesn't mean you don't have to deal with nothing, but you can see. He's the light of the world. So there in John chapter 1, verse 4, look at that a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, prophetically, it has to be set right. And in him was life, John 1 and 4. And the life was the light of men.
Yes.
That's the light there, partner.
Yes, sir.
That's the true light. That's the real light.
Yes, sir.
That's the light when you're going through something.
Yes, sir.
And don't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
That light come on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Glory,
glory to God. Now keep lights on your heart. Keep light in your mind. Keep light in your mouth. You're in Luke, just hold there. No, you're in John. Go to Luke 2 again, because I want to show you something else. Now, I'll tell you, I know for a true fact that this message will go down in history. Yeah, the church going to have to use this. I mean, if Jesus tarry and we go home, the generation is going to have to use this message. Because they're going to get so disturbing and they're going to have so many acrobats going on that somebody anointed with wisdom and revelation with these type of message I'm talking about now, they were the only one to be able to stand. All the jiggling going to come to a failure. Don't get jazz and Jesus mixed up. Jazz sound good, but Jesus is good. There's a lot of things you can't bump your way out. jazz. You know, you bump your way out. No, you can't bump your way out. Sometimes you can't bump your way out. All right, now, this is Luke 2:7. Luke 2:7 and verse 12. All right. We must wear a Christian Christmas anointing to keep Jesus in his glorious position at all time. The gospel is wrapped in Christmas. I never heard that before. The gospel is wrapped in Christmas. So here in Luke 2:7, it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, I heard, you know, a man talking and say they have a lot of people for Christmas time, they don't have no room for him. See, there's no room in the inn. Now, had they known who they were, they'd have built another room on the inn. But see, if you really don't know, you don't know how important it is. So you say, you know, some of the things I'm saying right now, you say, oh yeah, but you gotta have Christmas, have a good time. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm talking about. See, had they known who Jesus was, they would have found a room. You know, more time you go to a hotel, they tell you the room, they're full, they're not full. I put pressure on a hotel. Now, man, you got a room in here. You know, don't pull some money out. Somebody gonna get put out, they got room. Yeah, they got room. You go in a hotel, you go into a restaurant and you get trying to get seated. Jesse and Kathy and Charlton and myself, Charlton, Jesse and Kathy, we're good friends, we go out to eat. And we walk in the restaurant and I think my wife had made a 1:15 appointment and we were early, we were 12 something. But the lady said, well, you're gonna have to wait. Say, there's 1:15. I'm looking at all of them empty tables. And I'm getting disturbed, you know. I said, and then the tables had four seats to it. You know, more than one table had four seats. That's what we need, four seats, you know. So I asked her, I said, what about all them tables over there? She said, well, we got an appointment. And I found out she was lying because the table was empty when I left. You know. Look at the 12th verse. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And what the Lord is doing, we must unwrap Jesus properly, not just Christmas, every day. He's our answer, isn't he? Is he your answer? Some of y'all didn't answer me. You still here?
Yes, sir.
Christmas is not just about being merry, but an understanding of God's mercy and relating to his miracles properly. I'm going to give you that again now. I want you to listen now. You ain't going to find this in no book. Christmas is not just about being merry, but an understanding of God's mercy, how merciful he was to send his only begotten son and knowing he was coming to die and relating to his miracles properly. Because in the name of Jesus, miracles happen. Here, go back to Luke, look in Luke 1:34. Then Mary said unto the angel, how should this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Come on, man, Holy Ghost. Come on, man, power of the Most High. On daily basis. Not just because of bell ringing, but because I'm born again. I'm birthed in the family of God. I'm supposed to be blessed. Hallelujah. And then You do things right. Now I'm going to go off the script a little bit here. You do things right. You don't have to wait for Christmas to shout. Every day Christmas. Christmas when I see something I want. Y'all keep listening. Y'all keep listening. Keep following instruction. That's the way life becomes. Every day Christmas. If you're talking about shopping. So I can't get too excited about shopping on Christmas because, you know, every day Christmas. Some people get excited. What I'm going to get? I can't get excited because, you know. I called everybody in my family. I'm not going out there shopping. Y'all go shop and buy your gift. Get whatever you want. Bring me the bill. Wrap it up and put it and bring it to the house and put it under the tree. Children, grandchildren, and all. That's what I told them to do. I said, go get what they want. I said, what you want, boy? Never say nothing about no price. So they're wrapping them up and bringing them in. I just thought about it. I was sitting at my desk praying. I said, this is a good idea. I got to be going through that. I ain't got to go out there. I ain't going out there. I'm going to send them go get what they want. Wrap it up and bring it and put it under my tree. Nobody augured. They took off when I got to talking. Glory to God. Look at verse 35 there. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come over thee, and the power of the high shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. It's a holy day. And you know, I understand the expression, that holy thing, because he's a holy son. Yes. And it's a holy time. Glory to God. Look at verse 37. See, now this is what Christmas bring on. All right. I said, this is what Christmas bring on. Yes. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with Jesus, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary now surrendering. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. The angel said, she got it. Departed from her. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you see, when you understand Christmas, there's nothing impossible to happen. If you put him in first place, no limit.
Yes, sir.
No stop sign.
Yes, sir.
You see, but the enemy try to get us to go to church and get religiously brainwashed, sing a few songs, do a little dance, get hollered at, and don't have, because don't know how to handle the thing. It's Jesus is so precious. Think about what God did, how precious it is to know, watch what I say now, that you sons and daughters of God. So precious to know whatever God did for Jesus, he'll do it for me. Precious man. And Mary said, behold, the 38th verse, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angels departed from her. Now here's where I got ahead of myself. Turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. But I wanted to go there. I had to go there. Because I didn't know I was going to get this far. I said, man, I got to get that. John chapter 8. And I'm going to clear it up right now. Santa Claus and Mickey Mouse has nothing to do with the celebration of Jesus. For Jesus is real. There's mockery being made because of ignorance and unbelief. Then John 8:32, glory to God, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and was never in bondage to any man. How said thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever.
That's
If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Now, this night, prophetically, from this night forward in your life, you ought to have freedom in Christmas time. You know, most people in debt because they think they got to buy a doggone gift for everybody on Christmas. And then they spend all the year. I've been there. And next, ain't caught up for next Christmas. Just tell them we're not getting nothing this year. And then I catch on, you know? If you got to have a gift for everybody, they're not for you no way. They get upset. You know, if you're broke, you're just broke. If you ain't got the money, don't go buy no doggone gift.
That's true.
Wait till you catch up. Yeah. I remember my broke Christmas trying to buy a gift. Y'all use them doggone credit card too much. You ain't planning on paying it off next month. Man got a what that book called is, American Express. Or a preacher got American Express. He's just shopping and shopping. I was preaching for him out in California. He's shopping and said, he sent a note. He said, no, he don't pay no note yet. You pay this off every month. He said, I don't want that card. I remember that like yesterday. I want one of them cards you pay every month. Operating in Jesus' birth and faith on daily basis. Yeah, I heard that. Let me go over it. Operating in Jesus' birth and faith on daily basis. Having Christmas every day and everywhere in everything. Look at Hebrews 13:8. Look at Hebrews 13:8. We're unwrapping the birth of Christ prophetically. Where later going with them girls? I was preaching to them girls. They had somewhere to go, huh? One of them girls was under conviction. Hallelujah. Oh, I watch everything in here. I'm looking everywhere. You can't slip off on me, not while I'm preaching. Jesus, you see, let me give this again. Operating in Jesus' birth and faith on daily basis. Everybody say daily basis.
Daily.
And he said having Christmas every day and everywhere in everything. Now look at Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
All right.
And today.
Uh-huh.
And forever.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't let nobody walk off of me while I'm preaching either. Every day. This is so important. Possibilities are born that have never been seen before. According to Mark 9:23, Jesus brought possibilities with him that had never been seen before. And he still will do the same thing.
Yes.
If thou can believe,
yes, right.
All things are possible,
yes,
for them that believe it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Amen.
Here's a good one. I've got 3 or 4 more things I'm going to say to you. Here's a good one. Learn how to unwrap Jesus in every situation, every day. There in Philippians 4:13. Learn how to unwrap Jesus in every situation, every day. Philippians 4:13. That's a Christmas voice. That's Merry Christmas right there. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me.
Yes, sir.
See, you have to know that. because of the birth of Christ. Jesus, we just read Jesus Christ the same yesterday, right? Today and forever. Now we're talking about I can do all things through Christ, what strengthened me. You see, if you put Christmas off on just December the 25th, you're putting the birth off. You're putting his life off. You're putting the cross off, the cross down. You're putting the resurrection away. You're putting the ascension away. You need those powers with you every day. They're all not possible without the birth. Wrap him every day in every situation.
Yes, sir.
There can't be a celebration and a cancellation at the same time. This celebration must be a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. See, it must be a lifestyle. You know, you might look crazy, you know, it's February and you say, Merry Christmas. What? You know, and if you're anointed, now don't go do something stupid. If you're anointed, you know, I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to get among a bunch of them dignitaries, all dressed up, and we're going to be talking, say, Merry Christmas. I ain't got nothing to lose. Merry Christmas. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. There can't be a celebration and cancellation at the same time. This celebration must be a lifestyle. Acts 17, 28. Glory to God.
Glory.
For in him we live and move and have our being. As Satan also of your own point have said, for we are also his offspring. So when you're talking about Christmas, you're talking about Leroy.
Yeah.
See, I got the new birth. You said the new birth is a Christmas. You know that? New birth is a type of Christmas. But it's Christ who was born on Christmas caused a new birth. Are you following me?
Yes.
Y'all doing good. Y'all back now. Hallelujah. Thank y'all so much. I'm preaching to y'all. I was looking at y'all. Y'all getting it. I ain't gonna be much longer.
All right. Take your time, boss.
I might buy y'all a gift for being so nice. I saw a bigger smile.
Hallelujah.
Remember, Jesus is a supernatural gift with unending wrapping. We're still trying to unwrap him since the first Christmas. He never had been fully unwrapped.
That's right.
we're still trying to unwrap him. I mean, there's so much goodness. There's so much joy. There's so much peace. You see, Jesus has, listen, the Holy Ghost just told me this. Jesus has eternal wrapping on him. And you could spend a whole eternity trying to unwrap Jesus. When you get to heaven, some other wrapping going to fall off. Tomorrow, something else going to come off. For he's so good. He's eternal wrapping. And then let's close here tonight with this unwrapping prophetically. And this is new to me. And I hope you catch a hold of it. Christmas is the introduction to the final blood covenant. Let that sink in you a little while. I'm going to show you in scripture. Christmas is the introduction. Don't have to kill no calf no more. The covenant came into real fruition when Jesus was born, because I say it like I said, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his seated position, him sending back the Holy Ghost, his second coming, all in the same thing. It was the beginning of all that. Because nothing could stop it. The grave couldn't stop it. Death couldn't stop it. Pharaoh couldn't, none of them couldn't stop it. Herod couldn't stop it. Nobody couldn't stop it. Are you following me? So all of those things, when we celebrate Christmas, we're celebrating the resurrection, we're celebrating the cross, we're celebrating all of that. It's all tied in. So that's why he says Christmas is the introduction to the final blood covenant. There's no other blood covenant need to come. They don't need to kill nobody else. It's over. It's done. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. I'm redeemed. And don't go through Christmas without thinking about your redemption. You know, take a little time, raise your hand, and praise God. And the scripture, yeah, the scripture here, Galatians, let's close. Galatians 3, verses 13 through 14. Christ has redeemed us. See, all that got to do with the boys. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Let me go to my Bible here. It didn't close out on me back there. Oh, they finally caught up. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yes.
Not from the cradle. That's what he came from.
Yes, sir.
Being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Yeah.
Now God knew he had to hang on a tree. That's why John 3:16, almost where God was giving us Christ. But he wants us to praise him right.
Yeah.
He wants us to celebrate him right. And don't let commercial and other folks take us over with them slick ideal. Don't want to give him praise.
Yeah, right.
They're trying to sell something.
Yeah.
Now you can try to sell your stuff, but you ain't taking Jesus away from you. I'm going to celebrate him. The 14th verse says, Galatians 3:14. Then I'll give you four or five words, and I'll close. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive, the promise of the Spirit through faith. See? At Christmas, you need to receive, not just a gift from under the tree, but you need to receive the gift off the tree. You follow me? Now, here's the word that introduced the blood covenant that Christ paid for us. The first word is redemption. Now, watch his progressive, watch his progressiveness now. Christ born, he provided redemption for us by dying for us. Redemption, the second word is reconciliation. Listen very carefully now. The third word is cleansing. Oh, I guess I can say this now. It's so good to be clean. I'm talking about in your heart, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, my God. It's so wonderful to live right. Yeah, you follow me? Y'all listening to me? Clear conscience. Conviction. So redemption, reconciliation, cleansing. Now the next word you're going to flip. Because you have to be cleansed before you sanctify. So the next word is sanctification. Then this last word, after I'm taking you somewhere in the closing. Let me go back. I ain't going to give you the last word right now. I'm going to go back over it because I'm taking you somewhere. I'm going to see if you can catch it. Redemption, reconciliation, cleansing, sanctification. Boy, you hear this last word.
Come on.
That's what you make steps. You know what the last word is? Huh?
Come on.
I ain't changing the next week. And if I said, try. The last word is, those four words have to come before this last word. Victory. In every situation. No matter how hard it look or how long it take. When you go through this progression system and knowing that Christ brought redemption, reconciliation, cleansing, and sanctification, you're going to walk in victory. Thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Well, Saturday morning, I'll be here. Yeah. We're going to have, we don't have service too long now. We ain't got no half of 45 minutes singing right now. So now, I'm not going to preach a long time, but I'm going to preach long enough to see what God told me. But that prophetic aspect of seeing and unfolding the whole aspect of the prophecy that was made in the Old Testament, prophetically being able now to understand Christmas. It don't mean just a baby in a manger. It means a son hanging on a cross. It means resurrection. Because had he not born, he couldn't have died. Understand it? Now, apostolically, you'll talk about government. You talk about changes that have to be made in the church and in the Christian life to deal with what's going on in the society now and all this stuff coming up. Christmas have something to say about that. We'll get to it.